This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Be spending in the way of Allah Rabbul Izzah. If he spends, no matter how much, if he does it to show people off, then no matter millions of dollars, it will go in vain. And that one date of sincerity that comes out as a spending for the sake of Allah will overtake that millions of dollars. So Allah looks your hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not accept anything other than pure, which is done for Him. Ibadah, whether it is performing Hajj, whether it is observing fast, all the kinds of ibadah must be done sincerely for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzah. If a person loves other person for the sake of Allah, he will respect that person. He will love that person. He will show empathy, sympathy, care, compassion to that person. And he will show regardless of what the other person does. Having sincerity in the worship of Allah. You see, it begins with our salah. A person, when he prays, he must do that for the sake of Allah. Otherwise, a person might be praying for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, perhaps at the end of his life. But then he was praying to show off, to show that I am the first one in the row, to show that I have elongated my salah. That would not help him anyways. So if he is doing it sincerely, showing his heartfelt feeling, showing his eagerness to come back to masjid and establish salah, that is a sincere worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. Be it spending in the way of Allah Rabbul Izzah. If he spends, no matter how much, if he does it to show people off, then no matter millions of dollars, it will go in vain. And that one date of sincerity that comes out as a spending for the sake of Allah will overtake that millions of dollars. That is the power of sincerity. So Allah looks your hearts. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something profound. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not accept anything other than pure, which is done for Him. And seeking His countenance. Now, this is very important. It makes perfect sense to expect only from Allah. Why? Because eventually He's going to reward us. No matter what, people will never ever be able to compensate the goodness that we do better than Allah. So when you expect something from Allah, that's sure, that's certain, without a reduction. So in ibadah, whether it is performing Hajj, whether it is observing fast, all the kinds of ibadah must be done sincerely for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzah. A person should not change because of the behavior of the other. If he does that, that's a clear sign that he is not sincere. He is not loving the other person for his sake. If a person loves other person for the sake of Allah, he will respect that person. He will love that person. He will show empathy, sympathy, care, compassion to that person. And he will show regardless of what the other person does. Because the moment he changes because of other person, that's a clear sign he is doing something expecting from others. And this is a beauty, subhanAllah. Your love will be strong. Mark these words, by Allah, your love will be strong, your relationship will be deepened, your trust will be established only when you love each other, only when you respect each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because it's Allah's guarantees. Allah's guarantee that He will associate, He will align the hearts of the believers if it's done for His sake. So always keep the equation in place that Allah is a witness for all things.